Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Join me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Tinsler, CEO of Spiderworks, spider.works. That's his website, spider.works. And he's also the author of Cause a Disturbance and The 90% Rule. Ken, tell us about your company.
Well, we're a business consultancy. We help entrepreneurs and mid-sized companies grow. I mean, I've obviously been an entrepreneur for decades now, so sort of packaged up some of the learnings on how to, you know, go from a small to a mid-sized company, and that's what we help people around North America and actually different parts of the world do now is that scale-up process.
And you've seen your business adjust. You've had to make adjustments yourself. This is what's interesting about my Brain Trust members. Not only are they bringing us, like you, bringing us your wisdom and your perspectives on how the macro is working, your business is part of the micro. You're having to make micro adjustments in your company. And so this is the challenge all of us have, isn't it, as CEOs, looking at the macro and finding a way to convert that to the micro. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I mean, for me, the number one thing in working with clients is, you know, the macro is acceleration of everything. And we talked about what technology does, but, you know, I woke up like everybody else to COVID, to the shock to our business. And we've been, you know, working towards making all of our services virtual within a 12 to 18 month period. We've been working on that for some time. And we ended up doing it in 3.5 weeks, which was wildly painful. And absolutely, some things were held together with Band-Aids. But the point here is if we didn't, I don't know how healthy a business we would have been. Mm-hmm. And the reality
the main thing is you responded. You took action.
Yes.
You didn't curl up in the fetal position. And this is the point that you did what I tried to tell my audience to do back in April. Okay, you gotta ask yourself right now, do I plan on being in business January 1, 2021? You gotta ask that fundamental question, don't you? And then you take action.
That's exactly it, and I mean, you put it very nicely. My wife is a very successful entrepreneur in her own right. She said, "Okay, 5 minutes of tantrums over. Now get out of bed and put your big boy pants on and make this thing work." Because
this is what we got.
And the reality too is that people were more forgiving. Customers were more forgiving because we were trying, and nobody had it perfect. Nobody could react in 2 to 3 weeks, but people really applauded and supported us and support other companies who, as you say, tried their best. And it's smoothing out now. And I think, again, to your point, fast response is absolutely critical.
Well, that's responding and even if you don't do it right, even if you make a mistake, if you made a mistake trying to recover, trying to deal with taking the macro to the micro, like you said earlier, customers give you credit for that. They give you credit for if you're not perfect, because they're not perfect either.
Absolutely, not in this environment. And that's what I do say, one macro that I'd like to throw out at the end here is, understand that operations is actually the new face of your company, that as you move to technology-based and technology interfacing with your customers, sales and marketing, the individuals who used to deal with your customers face-to-face, they can be completely taken out of the equation. So operations becomes your new brand ambassador. Technology becomes your new brand ambassador. So take the time, now that things are not settling down, but we're getting used to this next normal, to make sure that operations has got the support they need, that it's working right, because they are the ones now, and technology is the one now that's interfacing with your customers day in, day out.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what you're saying is your course, we have to remember that an algorithm is not a special sauce. An algorithm is an extension of your special sauce. You have to start with the special sauce, and that's the human touch. And that's the challenge that we have for small businesses, is making sure that as we adopt technology, as we automate and give customers what they wanted, because they want that, they still don't want us to turn into Amazon or Microsoft. They still want to feel like we're on the other end of that handy little piece of technology. There's a human being. What do you think, Ken? Last thoughts.
Well, yeah, there's a human being, and understand that, you know, if your call center is used to take, I don't know, 2, 3, 5, 10% of interactions with your clients, it went to 100% overnight.
Yeah.
So the people there better be just perfectly trained. And ditto with your website. I mean, traffic and sales might have gone from 5 to 100% in a one-day period. So make sure that the people, the technology that's interfacing with, it's all human-friendly.
Absolutely. I need your website one more time, Ken.
Spider.works, and it's spider with a Y.
Yeah, spider with a Y dot works. Hey, Ken, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. Thanks, Jim.
We enjoyed having you on the show. Ken Tenser, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. At least the mystery
is gone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.